Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
New home sales, cartoon balloons in town.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back with Leave On. One of his, well, actually his first song in the United States in the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Sean Lengel is with us. He's with the Kiplinger Letter, and you know who the Kiplinger editors are. That's a great family-owned publication that I've been happy to report with over the years. He covers Congress and government policy for them. He's a longtime professional a journalist, and we're talking about the tax reform that's going down, that's being debated and cobbled together in the House right now. And the big issues, it seems to me, Sean, are simplifying the number of levels for individuals, lowering corporate tax, and they keep saying they're going to abolish the estate tax. What do you think?
That's all correct. Really, the heart and soul of this tax plan is like you said, it's simplifying the income tax brackets. I mean, right now we've got 7 tax brackets for personal income tax. That's a lot, and so the Trump plan would cut that down to 3. And the top bracket right now is almost 40%.
Right.
Under Trump's plan, the top bracket would be 35%. But probably, maybe even more, I don't want to say important, but a bigger component is cutting the corporate tax. Now,
The
federal corporate tax right now is 35%. It's one of the highest in the world.
Second highest in the world, I think.
I think it is the highest in the world. Trump wants to slash that down to 15%. That's a lot.
And out here on Main Street, we like that.
Now, a little caveat, though, is that, or a big caveat, I should say, is that in doing this, it would, at least the plan as it's now, would be to close most tax loopholes.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these deductions that we're used to getting, all these all these sort of loopholes would go away.
And it would hurt the people. It would hurt the people in states with high property tax most, wouldn't it? Because that's one of the things that's allegedly going to go away. But they're going to keep contributions and home interest.
Yes. Yeah.
Mortgage.
Yeah.
Interest.
So you're the two tax deductions that would be left that would be allowed would be charitable giving. And your mortgage.
Those would be the last oxes to gore in tax reform in the history of mankind, I think, don't you?
Probably.
So the question is, what do you think, regardless of what it actually looks like, what do you think are the chances, based on what you're seeing up there and the way they're talking and everything? How long do you think it'll take them to get this done, to get this out of the House, into the Senate, and then on the President's desk?
Well, you know, Kiplinger, we've been writing about this a lot, obviously, and we actually are forecasting. This isn't don't expect anything on this until late this year or even into next year.
Wow. But if it doesn't happen this year, Sean, it's probably not going to happen, right?
Well,
nothing happens in an election year.
They've got to do it pretty early. They've got to do it, say, well, certainly in the first 6 months next year, but realistically, probably in the first 3 or 4 months.
Three months, I would say.
Once you hit about this time next year, it's just everybody switches. When I say everybody, I mean hell. It's just switched on to election mode, and it's very hard to get anything done, you know, even in a midterm year after probably Memorial Day, certainly after the 4th.
Yeah.
Now they sort of want to get this done faster, but this healthcare issue is really kind of stuck a lot of options.
They got to get that out of the way first, don't they? I mean, they really got to move that and get it gone and get it done and get a success story, get some momentum, and then move on.
That's the plan. Now they certainly, you know, could, you know, pivot to tax reform if they just couldn't get an agreement on health care.
That would be, I think that would be a disaster if that happens. Sean, I want to change subject just for a little bit. I got about a minute left. I'm really disappointed in the professional journalism, the journalism profession right now in the mainstream media, because it seems to me that there is no longer any pretense among many organizations, journalistic organizations, about where they stand, and they seem to be completely against this president, this administration, regardless of the issue. And it makes Americans out here on Main Street, Sean, it makes us wonder, what's the truth? What do you think?
Well, you know, being a journalist, I guess I kind of see both sides of this a little bit. I mean, certainly Trump, right off the bat, didn't make any friends in, you know, in the press corps.
Yep.
And so the press corps kind of naturally lashed back a little bit. And, you know, I will say that, you know, the Trump is, you know, he's had some missteps. And so he's I don't want to say brought some of this on himself, but he didn't make it any easier for himself.
But out here on Main Street, Sean, we believe, we're getting the idea that no matter what he does, they're going to try to go after him. And they're going to try to derail him. It seems to me, based on the commentary that I hear, I'm not saying that you're that way. I don't think you are. But I think that's something that I think is one of the dangerous parts of America right now. Hey, Sean, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, sure. Thank you.
Kiplinger.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.